To start with, there was the Dumbuchena Commission of Inquiry. There was also the Chiambakwe Commission of Inquiry. So we have said the mere fact that those reports were not made public does clearly indicate that there was something amiss regarding the activities of the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade in the Midlands and the Matabeleland provinces.
Your party likens the works of the 5th Brigade to that of Al-Shabaab, ISIS and Boko Haram. How did you come up with this?
Some of us have had an opportunity to go through the report that was compiled by the Catholic Commission for Justice and Peace. There is evidence to show that pregnant women were actually bayoneted in their stomach and that they would then be thrown into open graves and their husbands and relatives would be forced to bury them. There was also an uncontroverted report to the effect that war families would be forced to dig their own graves and then they would be thrown into the graves and other villagers would then be forced to bury them alive. There were reports of decapitations. There were reports of amputations. That level of brutality was chilling and is indeed on the same level, if not worse than the brutality that is being presently exhibited by ISIL, Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram.
Your party says victims and survivors should be identified and compensated. Do you foresee this happening?
We don't see the Robert Mugabe regime, the current regime, doing it, but I'm pretty confident that it is just a matter of time before a responsible government is put into office in Zimbabwe, and this responsible government will indeed do everything possible to ensure that there is closure to the Gukurahundi chapter of our history.